from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Here's what you've been getting today while trying to call a Rogers cell phone. Silence. You can't call out from your Rogers phone either. Rogers says it's making progress to restore services, but that doesn't help the millions of people Canada-wide still without any service since 4 o'clock this morning. The telecom company says everything, including cell service, landlines, internet, and cable TV are out. It says it's working with its global technology partners to fix it. Some businesses using Rogers have reported that Interact services are down, and they're asking patrons to bring cash or use credit cards. It's also been wreaking havoc at government offices, including Service Canada, where people continue to wait in long lines to apply for passports. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the assassination of Japan's former prime minister is shocking. Shinzo Abe was giving a speech in a street when the attacker opened fire. He was taken to hospital where he was given blood transfusions but died of his wounds. Even though he had resigned as prime minister, he was still influential in the Liberal Democratic Party. Police have arrested a 41-year-old suspect, a former member of the Japanese Navy. Trudeau says with Abe's assassination, Canada has lost a close friend. Rock on the River is more than just music at night for adults this year. The Timmins Festivals and Events Committee has added a family zone in Hollinger Park between 11 and 5, Friday, July 22nd, and Saturday, the 23rd. For the full list of features, go to the TFEC website or Facebook page. Sponsorships director Norm Dwyer says the free family zone fills a gap left by the now defunct Kayak Festival and lets TFEC expand to become more of a community.
We already are, but we want to include everybody in the community. So we're giving back a bit for how the community and sponsors have given to us.
Among highlights is free mini putt on Saturday afternoon and paddleboard yoga on Gillies Lake that day. The Timmins Police Service is recruiting for volunteers in its auxiliary unit. Lacey Rigg has been an auxiliary constable for 5 years. She said she was looking for a different type of volunteer position. Her regular job is coordinating meetings, conventions, and sports events for Tourism Timmins. Rigg says a big surprise when she first started with the police was the amount of day-to-day paperwork professional officers deal with and the hours.
9 to 5, I guess that would be my job, you know, as my regular working day, but thankless heroes and definitely a thankless job. And, you know, I really respect the men and women who are in uniform here at Timmins Police.
She hasn't used her auxiliary police experience to lead her to become a full-time officer, but Rigg says several people she's worked with do use it as a step to a career change. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.